From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The manhunt continues in Turkey for the gunman accused of killing 39 people, including many foreigners, and the wounding of dozens more at a nightclub in Istanbul packed with people celebrating the new year. The governor of Istanbul province called the incident a terror attack and said one police officer was among the dead. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. President Barack Obama has sent his condolences and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. North Korea's leader says his country is in the final stages of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. Kim Jong-un made his remarks today in a televised New Year's speech. North Korea conducted two nuclear tests last year, undeterred by increased sanctions. Pyongyang responded to the sanctions by accelerating its weapons development programs. 2017 brings new leadership to the United Nations, with former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres taking over as Secretary General. He spoke on his first day on the job.
On this New Year's Day, I ask all of you to join me in making one shared New Year's resolution. Let us resolve to put peace first. Let us make 2017 a year in which we all, citizens, governments, leaders, strive to overcome our differences.
Guterres has promised to be a bridge builder at the United Nations. He replaces Ban Ki-moon, who ended 10 years at the helm of the United Nations, saying he is proud of a global climate change agreement and new UN goals to fight poverty and inequality. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria, brokered by Russia and Turkey. But reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. The UN reports since 2011, the Syrian war has killed nearly 400,000 people. It also has caused grave hardship for more than 13 million people, triggered a refugee crisis that has involved many European nations and spawned terrorist groups that have staged attacks far from Syria itself. Officials in southern Iraq say gunmen wearing suicide vests and driving a vehicle packed with explosives attacked a police checkpoint, killing 7 people. Authorities say at least 15 others were wounded in Sunday's attack south of Baghdad. All the attackers were killed in the incident, claimed by the Islamic State. U.S. lawmaker Peter Welch from the state of Vermont says a Russian malware code was found in a computer belonging to a major state electrical utility. Officials say it is not clear when the Russian code entered Vermont's utility's computer and said an investigation hopes to determine the timing and the objectives, that is, of the intrusion. Russia had not commented officially on the code discovery, which comes after months of controversy surrounding U.S. intelligence reports that Moscow-backed hackers early this year stole a raft of internal emails from the Democratic National Committee, possibly affecting the November national election. South Korea's impeached president held a rare meeting with reporters Sunday to deny allegations that she colluded with her longtime friend to extort money and favors from Korean businesses. It was the first time that the president has spoken to the media since being impeached by Parliament on December the 9th. Police in Burundi say the country's environment minister was shot dead in the capital early Sunday. A police spokesman said in a tweet that Emmanuel Nayandura was killed in Bujumbura while on his way home. The shooting is the first of a senior government official since Burundi fell into political turmoil nearly 2 years after the president's controversial bid for a third term. The Democratic Republic of Congo political parties reached an agreement late New Year's Eve calling for the president to step down after an election that must be held by the end of 2017. The ruling party originally proposed that Joseph Kabila leave office after elections in mid-2018. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.